And now, with the word, here's Father Tony Percy with his weekly reflection.
I mentioned to you last week the I am statements in the Gospel of John. It's a real feature of the Gospel of John. There are many features in the Gospel of John, but the I am statements are very interesting. There are seven of them. They begin with I am the bread of life, and they finish with the one we have today for our fifth Sunday readings, which is I am the vine, you are the branches. The I am statements begin as, and their sort of origin, as I mentioned to you last week, is that Jesus multiplies the loaves and fishes, feeds the large crowd, and then says to the apostles, off you go, go across the lake. They head into the boat, onto the lake they go and row, get into trouble. He then walks across the water and says to them, I am, be not afraid. That's the name that God said to Moses, look, when you go back to the people, tell them, I am. And so Jesus takes the name to himself and says, I am. And John then, I think probably through what we call a literary device, says there are I am statements right throughout the gospel. There are seven of them, he says, beginning with I am the bread of life and finishing with the one we have today, which is I'm the vine, you are the branches. Last week, as you recall, was I am the good shepherd. I am God saying, I am who I am. It's a magnificent piece in the book of Exodus, and Jesus takes it up and John takes it up in the book of John, the Gospel of John. So this image, I am the vine, you are the branches, is incredibly organic. It's a magnificent image. I am the vine, you are the branches. United to me, you bear much fruit. So it's, as I say, it's a very organic image. It's worthwhile us reflecting that we have to bloom where we're planted with Christ. It's no good waiting for a time that's going to arrive where we think it's going to be the right time for us to be more fruitful in our life with Christ and the spreading of the gospel to others. There'll never be the right time or certain circumstances we're waiting for which will help us to be more confident in our relationship with Christ or in our spreading of the gospel. No, now's the right time. We have to bloom where we're planted. I am the vine, Jesus says, you are the branches. Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, God is not expecting from us that we be successful, but we be faithful. And in light of today's gospel, we simply say, well, God is not expecting us to be busy. No, he's expecting us to be fruitful. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He goes on to say in the text, of course, and this is perhaps a little bit more difficult with the image, that the branch that doesn't bear fruit, it'll be cut off. And the branch that does bear fruit, it'll be pruned to be ever more fruitful. So this is the dynamic that the Father, God the Father, is the vine dresser. And he's going to continually work away in our life to make us fruitful as best we can, if we let him. That's all we have to do, just have the conviction to let him. So maybe the circumstances of life, it may be this particular event that's happened, it may be something that we're struggling with personally, but we just got to hang in there and God will bring it all to fulfillment. So it's entirely necessary that we have some sort of pruning because he is the vine, we are the branches, and united to him, we will be extremely fruitful.